My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe. He's also a former judge and has a seat on the House Judiciary Committee. On Thursday, the committee heard testimony from Attorney General Eric Holder, and there were a number of contentious issues, ranging from the role of now Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan in the building of a legal defense for the president's health care law, and there were certainly plenty of fireworks over Attorney General Holder, what he knew and what his Justice Department has done in reaction to the exposure of this fast and furious gun running scandal with Mexican drug cartels. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to talk to you, Greg.
Let's start quickly on the Kagan front. The question is mainly about what her role was in building a potential legal defense for the president's new health care law before it was enacted. One of the big questions yesterday on the Republican side is, where is the paper trail for about a 2-month span just prior to passage of the legislation? What did you learn, and how concerned are you about that gap?
The issue is whether or not Kagan is qualified to sit on the Supreme Court for this one case, the Nationalized Health Care Bill, or Obamacare, as some have called it. And her participation as Solicitor General and her position, vocal position, is in question because whether she can be unbiased or not. And, of course, there are some missing records about her conduct and her input into the administration regarding Obamacare. Nothing wrong with her position. She's just not qualified to sit as a judge on this case because she's already made up her mind about Obamacare being constitutional. So she should recuse herself in this case. That's what the hearing Chairman Smith was bringing up at the hearing yesterday.
Ultimately, though, it's her decision, and Congress can or cannot have a role here.
It is her decision. In the Supreme Court, unlike other courts, that particular judge must be the one to recuse themselves. They don't go before another tribunal of judges. So that's the situation. I would be surprised if she recused herself, no matter what the evidence was.
Much of the day in this testimony, as I mentioned earlier, centered around the Fast and Furious incident. In your questioning of the Attorney General, you asked him to determine whether it had been reckless. He said it was done inappropriately. You suggested that there will probably be more people killed. He agreed with you. Just that exchange alone, what did that tell you about the magnitude of this?
Well, the conduct was reckless, and he did say it was reckless to allow this to operation take place. People have died in Operation Fast and Furious. 2 American peace officers and at least 200 Mexican nationals. Holder even admitted more people are going to die because the guns are still out there. The idea that our government would help facilitate smuggling 2,000 weapons to a neighbor and sending those guns to the enemy of our neighbor, Mexico, the drug cartels, and people have been killed is atrocious. And so more people are going to die. It's reckless conduct. But the thing that got me or concerned me was, okay, Mr. Attorney General, who made the decision for Operation Fast and Furious? He said, well, I really don't know who made that decision. And he could not come up with one name. But it is his responsibility, of course.
So he is certainly not claiming to be the one who gave the green light here.
Oh, no. He would not take any personal responsibility about it. He even hedged. At first he said, well, I didn't even know about it till a couple of weeks ago. And then we got another memo. We found a memo that showed he knew about it a long time. He said, well, I didn't really understand all of what was taking place. But I didn't know it took place when it happened. And it's not my responsibility, but we don't know who made the decision. But it is his responsibility. He's the Attorney General. He's the person in charge of the Justice Department. He's in charge of the ATF, and he should be held accountable for the conduct of even people underneath him.
Let me get your reaction to a couple other dimensions of this. Number one, the exchange, of course, he had with Congressman Sensenbrenner about whether the Justice Department had lied to the committee. He claims that they did not lie because there was not an intent to deceive. They simply previously gave over information that turned out not to be true. What's your sense of this? Was there a deliberate attempt to deceive here or not?
Well, that's the issue. I don't know. They've given inconsistent statements, and now they're saying, well, we were just mistaken when we said that before. We didn't lie. We were just wrong. It's hard to believe that they were just mistaken, that they were being deceitful to us. And so I personally think they were being deceitful. But he was given cover for his whole department. No one intended to mislead Congress. It was just a big mistake on our part. We're sorry.
Are you among the 50 or so House members calling for his resignation?
Yes. I've asked that he resign and asked that the president appoint a special counsel to investigate the Justice Department and Operation Fast and Furious and the ATF. The Justice Department cannot investigate the Justice Department. They're not qualified. And all due respect to Eric Holder, he's shown that he's not qualified to lead the Justice Department because this rogue operation that took place under his watch, he should resign.
The idea of Fast and Furious was to allegedly get these guns to the Mexican drug cartels, but be able to track them so as to be able to track the movements, perhaps help the Mexicans bust up these cartels at various stages. According to reports we also saw this week, apparently the DEA had a similar idea involving tens of millions of dollars that also didn't go particularly well. What did you learn about that yesterday?
Not too much. We're still getting information about the allegations that the DEA helped in money laundering of millions of dollars in drug money, getting the money to the drug cartels, getting it back into American banks. And we're talking about, like I said, millions of dollars. We're going to find out what happened there. The idea that we would give money and we would give guns, the two things that the drug cartels want, we would give that to them in the idea that we could catch the bad guys. Well, we hadn't caught the bad guys. They're still in operation, and now they have more guns and more money, and it seems like it's the courtesy of the federal government that this has occurred.
Others have reported in recent days of an email train. I think it might be in the DEA. I'm not remembering exactly where it was in the Justice Department, but that in addition to trying to pull off a sting against the drug cartels, a pleasant side effect for this for the current administration might be a case for stronger gun control laws. What do you believe on that front? What answers did the Attorney General have, if any, yesterday?
That was brought up. It's called the Demand Letter 3 from the ATF. What that means is Demand Letter 3 is going to the gun dealers along the border saying, from now on, you have to report anyone that buys more than one long gun. You have to report it to us, the ATF, the government. It's a gun control concept. And so what the Justice Department has said is that since these guns have gone to Mexico, we want to punish the gun dealers who furnish these guns rather than punish the people who allowed the guns to go down there, the ATF, Justice Department, all in the name of more gun control. And it's interesting, Greg, some of these gun dealers, they even called the ATF and said, look, we don't want to do this. We don't want to participate in this situation. You need to be able to tell us that you're going to follow these guns. ATF said, no problem. We've got you back. Now, this whole Operation Fast and Furious is coming across as just a ruse to have more gun control regulations against lawful gun owners in the Southwest.
Last question before we let you go, sir. Where does this investigation go from here?
It continues. The investigation will continue. We won't, and we'll obtain the documents from Attorney General Holder's office that has the Justice Department has been stonewalling and not giving to the committee. We will get those one way or the other, and we will have more hearings, and hopefully we will find out who's responsible, even though the Attorney General says no. He doesn't know the name of the person responsible for Fast and Furious. We're going to find out. And if necessary, Greg, I hope that if criminal crimes have been committed, those people be prosecuted.
Congressman, certainly a lot of questions remain. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's a former judge and a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.